upset you now.
Right, so I stayed in a hotel for the first time in ages at the weekend, and I'd completely forgotten all about this. Why do you have to pay to park your car at a hotel? Bearing in mind, I am sort of, I think it's fair to say, not like, I want to say tight, but careful.
Careful? Right, so quite... What are you on about? You're tight. You know you're tight. The fact, that you've had, the fact that you've had to deny being tight means you're tight. That means that you're sort of responding to what you think people think of you, which means that everyone thinks you're tight. That is your tight.
No way.
I will never forget. You keep denying it, but once when I lived on a boat, I saw you nick a quid off my bed.
That did not happen. I had slept in the bed, and there was a pound which could have easily come out of my pocket
check,
or your pocket.
You didn't check.
And
you just said, I just saw you. You pocket my pocketed my quid. You stole my.
I still think it was mine. How do you know it was yours?
Yeah, but
we both slept in the
matter.
Bed.
You didn't check, did you? And the thing is, you didn't even look. It was like you sensed the quid was there. I remember you just sort of like.
What were you going to do? Read the serial number. How would I sort, Sean? Is this your pound?
Probably. I've got a chain around my boat. Come on, anyway. We'll forget it. Go on.
you're never going to forget it. That was about 15 years ago. If you've not forgotten it now, I think you will. I think it's fair to say you are going to remember that for the rest of your life.
Paul the pound thief.
I did actually. My nickname did actually used to be McBlagger Pound.
Oh my, that's amazing. That's like a sort of one of those limited
editions. One of my friends has got me on his phone as McBlagger Pound. When I phoned him up, he's like, oh, McBlagger.
That, you sound like a limited edition burger at McDonald's.
Can I have a fillet of fish, a large fries and a McBlagger Pound, please? Oh, and a strawberry milkshake. Anyway, let's get back to the point. I'll quite often book a hotel on booking.com.
Okay.
You know, you'll go like, I'll be staying away, so I need a hotel. So I'll find somewhere, you go like, that's amazing, 25 quid. I stayed in a hotel once that was £25.
Yeah.
The parking was £16.50. It would have almost have been cheaper to get another room and stick the car in there.
That's ridiculous. I've got no.
The parking to room rate ratio there is easily the worst I've ever seen. That is unacceptable.
I didn't know you had to pay for the parking. That's bizarre, isn't it?
That's what I mean. It's fucking out of order.
That'd be like ordering the food at a restaurant and then at the end you have to pay for renting the plate.
They also tried to charge me for internet, £10 for internet, which would have meant the supplementary charges pushed it over the cost of the room.
Fuck off is all I've got to say to that. Anyone charging anything for the internet.
Breakfast.
In fact, not even charging for the internet. Making me put in my fucking email address. Oh my God, just forget it. I just think forget it. Forget it, don't worry about it. Don't need the internet. Do you have that when you have to put in the email address? Oh, it's on BT Open Zone. Just forget it. Don't worry about it.
Are you good at remembering passwords, or is it every time you go onto something that you've used before, you have to then get them to send you like a access code, you have to then go back in? So like the cloud is a perfect example of that. It's like, oh, welcome back to the cloud. You're like, welcome back. When was I last here? And they go, or it will go, would you like to set up an account to buy tickets for a gig? Yes, I would like to set up an account. PaulMcCaffrey.com. Sorry. PaulMcCaffrey@hotmail.com. Oh, sorry, an account already exists with this email.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Welcome back.
Do you remember the password? Of course not. I didn't remember I had an account. You're now expecting me to remember that. What do I look like to you? The sort of person who remembers someone picking a pound up from a bed of mine 15 years ago. Where does it come from? Mensa.
I like the clown saying welcome back, and you go, what do you mean welcome back? When was I last here? That sounds like an altercation that you have every time you enter a pub.
Well, here's the thing. I was once away on a skiing trip, and someone had arrived the day after I arrived. And I was like, God, I don't remember too much about last night. And so the first three pubs we went in, I got greeted with like, "Wee!" I was just like, anyway, let's not talk about that. But yes, it's why I don't know how you justify. I'm awful as well. So what I will do is it then becomes a mission for me. I'll start working the angles if I'm staying in a hotel. So I'll be like, right, okay. So there's a wedding reception on.
Right.
So that's a noise complaint that I'll bank. And then I'll clock
who's
working.
Would you really complain about that?
Just hear me out, Sean. So then basically what I'll do is I'll come down in the morning and say, oh, hi. And I'll look who was on reception, and there'll be a different person. I'll go, oh, hi, I'm from room 301. I had the noise complaint about the disco I was kept up till last night. How do I claim the free breakfast I was promised? And I go, because that is kind of the sort of thing that they would.
Are you joking?
I am not joking. No, absolutely
you
not.
You are absolutely mental.
Why?
What? I can't believe it. You go around making up fibs. so you can get free sausages. I can't believe this.
Because it's us against them. They're trying, like, you turn up and go, 60-50 and they go,
us against them!
£16.50. It's like, I'm already staying here. They're not going to charge you £2.50 to keep your shoes in the room.
Us against them! I can't, it's us against them. I can imagine you walking in with Alex, the automatic doors open. Right, stay close. It's us against them.
Oh, she'll have nothing to do with it.
I
have to say, this is when I'm staying away on my own. Whenever she's like, just do not.
I was at a cafe. Yeah, it was yesterday, in fact. I asked for a single shot Americano, right?
Right.
He gave me an extra shot. Right? That's three shots of coffee. Did I say anything? No, I drank it. Nearly had a fucking panic attack because I couldn't go. No, I asked for a single shot. I couldn't do it.
Right.
I don't know how you do that.
I think I just had my fingers burnt too many times. Have I told you about when I had a pube on my sausage?
Shave it off.
No, so basically I had a full English breakfast in Nottingham, and I was like really looking forward to it. We'll look down to discover a short, black, curly, what can only be described as pubic hair on my sausage.
You sure? So how can you be certain that it wasn't a curly beard hair?
It could have been. It looked pubic.
Okay.
So I called the woman over, but this is that said, I'm sorry, there's a pubic on my sausage. So, would you want me to take it back? I'm like, no, I was just going to ask for the recipe. I've never seen it served like that before. What's this, a French dish?
She said,
yes, ideally. So she huffs and takes it away as if I've been the one that sort of...
Oh, my God.
Like I'm being a fussy eater.
That's amazing.
Like I'm on a low-pube diet. Sorry, I've got a pube allergy. Sorry, I just can't have them. I was once on a plane, someone opened a packet of pubes a few rows behind me and it sort of brought me out in a rash. I'm going to bump into someone in town and go, bloody hell, Paul, you look incredible. What have you done? I've just completely cut pubes out of my diet. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, my God. I wish I was...
But this is the problem. So this is the thing with the... I think where I've stayed in so many hotels, I take real umbrage with that kind of level of... Like, whenever you complain, it's always like, I couldn't get the internet to log on in a hotel I was staying in once.
Right.
And then you just sort of go back down, and I went back down to sort of complain. I was like, mate, they're just try and do anything they can to get out of dealing with the matter at hand. So I was like, hi, the internet's not working. He's like, well, what room are you in? I said, well, whatever it was, 217. He goes, well, no one else has complained. I'm like, there's no one else in there, is there?
Oh, you're so brave. I wish I was like you. See, I just take it. I bend over, I take it, I get on my knees, I say, get it on my face. on my nipples. God. I do. No, I do. I bought a book recently, right, called Justice in Waterstones, right? Now, with books, it's not like, you know, in films, you're not really allowed to have the same title, are you? So you can't get two films of the same name. But with books, you can. That's right, isn't it?
Right.
Or is it songs? With songs, you can have the same title for a song.
Yeah, there's loads of songs with the same name.
Right, but you can't do that with films, I don't think. But you can do. I think you can also do it with books. And anyway, this book was called Justice. So I
was it the wrong Justice?
So no, I wasn't. So I wasn't sure. So I put it down and I said, "Sorry, is this?"
You were after a Marvel comic, and you ended up getting a book on law.
Oh, no, it was a book about the philosophy of justice.
Right.
What is justice? So I put it down and I go, sorry, is this the only justice? Is this the only book called Justice? And do you know what she said?
No.
What, in the universe? Like, fucking hell. In the universe!
I do not expect sarcasm in Waterstones.
I couldn't believe it! And I just backed out. You would have said something like, you can fuck off, right? I'm going to you would have gone, oh, I'm going to foil.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
I'd have gone to the next person and said, right, I want my free breakfast. You've just been sarcastic. I want the parking wipe from my belt.
Oh, God, yes. So I just took it and I just went, I'm not sure. And yeah, horrific.
Well, I have a theory about this because, like, I think notoriously, and to use that word justifiably so, passport control are known as quite the most, not miserable, but like they are kind of...
Stern.
Stern is a great word. So they are the most kind of stern people. And I have a theory. It's because they are... review proof. Like, you could somehow let someone in the internet know that you were unhappy with service you had received at whatever Waterstones it was. So
yes,
that might Westfield. Mean she doesn't care about the job. She's only there, you know, she's just working there as a summer job, whatever.
Yes.
You know, you can't review a passport control guy, which is a shame.
We've got to get that started. A new app.
Prick Advisor.
A new app where you go through and then you have to review the guy that stamped your passport. Right, yeah, go on.
Do you ever try and have a bit of a laugh with them?
Because that's a dangerous
game to play.
I'm not into that. You like going round having a laugh with people. That's not my thing.
That's not my thing.
No. I sense when someone's trying to have a laugh with me and I don't like it. I think now's not the time.
When is the time?
When you're with friends.
So you're only sorry, someone comes up and starts saying, sorry, mate, I only have fun with my friends. Can I help you? Quite frankly, I find this a little bit odd actually and a little bit intrusive.
Oh yeah. I suppose so. Where do I want a laugh? I don't want a laugh. At a restaurant, I don't want a laugh.
I love it if someone sort of, like, not when it's too much, but you know when you get on a bus and the bus driver says something funny and everyone sort of has a little chuckle. I think that's good.
No, what do you mean you get on the bus and what could a bus driver be possibly saying that's funny? What are you on about?
Well, you know when you get on a bus in sort of like Luton and he goes, okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gatwick Express or to the Luton Airport Shuffle. And he goes, okay, it's a lovely day. If you look out to your left, you can see the Eiffel Tower or something. You know, just sort of cracking a few. Not... God almighty. You've got no joie de vivre.
What?
That's...
What? What?
Is it joy of life?
Why are you saying it in French?
Because that's the saying, isn't it? Joie de vivre.
Well, all right, say the saying in English.
I'm surprised you don't know that with these philosophy books you've been reading and the beret. I'm surprised you're not... Joie de vivre. It's like there's certain, you know, phrases that you would say.
The joy of life. Say if I'm in a restaurant, the joy of life is the food, not the banter with the waiter. I've not come to the restaurant with you, have I? If I wanted to have banter with you, I'd come into the restaurant with you.
That's an amazing excuse. Hello, mate. Like your shoes. Mate, have I come to the restaurant with you? No. Well, serve me my pad thai and get the fuck out of my face.
Absolutely.
cup.
Oh. Wow.